Well, God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We're going to start the new year off with something that a lot of people like to do. Pray. Amen. Now, don't run out of here just because I said that. We're going to pray. Oh, hallelujah. You may be seated if you like, or stand, or run, whatever you want to do. But just be alive. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Well, as we start out these new years, and they come around every year, don't they? And thankfully, we're here to celebrate it. Thankfully, you know, we pray for just longevity and long life for all of us to be able to step into what those things that God has for us. And I know sometimes we come out of the past year, and it seems like we've been beat up on sometimes, huh? Kind of like, boy, that was a tough year. But you made it! Hallelujah, you made it. And the enemy thought they had you down for the count. One, two. You might have been down to getting like seven, seven and a half. You know, at 10, they count you out, right, in boxing or something like that. But, boy, I tell you what, something got in you, and you stood back up. Maybe it was right, nine, nine and a half. And you went, boom, I'm back up for the fight. Hallelujah. And it's by the strength and the power of God. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the power that's in us. Thank you for the strength that's within us. It's not my strength. It's not my power, Lord, because have you seen your power and strength fail? I have seen mine fail over and over and over. After a while, you just run dry, you know, just trying to do it on your own. And so that's the good thing about having God in our lives. And it's just not calling upon him when we have a problem. He's there for that. But I much more like calling on him when everything's going good. I like to be able to just thank him for the blessings. Thank him for the things that I see in my life because of him. Things in my life that I don't see that I know that they're there because of him. Things that I'm still looking and anticipating. And I wonder sometimes, where is it all leading me? Do you ever get to that point with God saying, God, where is this leading us? You know, and we know he's leading us on a good path. And so as I was trying to look at this year for this Sunday, Christmas, maybe it's because it hits in the middle of the week, but anytime Christmas and these type of holidays hit in the middle of the week, it kind of throws you off because you got like two Mondays, two Fridays, two this, two that, and you can't remember which Monday you're on, if it's the Monday before or the Monday after the holiday. And it's like, here we are, Lord, we're right back at it. When those times hit you, do you ever just stop sometimes and try to reflect on, where have I been this past week, Lord? Where has my life's journey taken me this last 7 days? You know, if many of us were told today, if God would be so kind to just drop into your spirit today all the 50 things that you're going to do this next 7 days, you would probably think, I'm heading out of here, you know. I'm going home, I'm going to bed and pulling the covers over my head, you know. But if the Lord were to share those things with you, man, oh man, I guess on one hand it'd be kind of good. We can be prepared. But you know what? I don't really need God to tell me this is what's going to happen on Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, whatever it is. You know why? Because I want to walk out of here today prepared for tomorrow. You know, it talks in his word. I know we shared as we closed down the services and some of the messages last week or two about, you know, the past and the things, and don't worry about the past and don't worry about tomorrow. Just consider and ponder the things of today because tomorrow has its own worries. And so, you know what? We just need to make sure we get through Sunday. But I know already in my spirit that whatever comes Monday, even though, and whatever comes Tuesday, I will survive it with God. It may be hard, it may be sad, there may be sorrow, there may be joy, there could be all kinds of things out there, but no matter what it is, I'm going to make it. And when I don't feel I'm going to make it, I'm going to lean on him even more. Do you lean on God every day? I hope so. He's there for us to lean on. He's there for us to call upon. He wants to be in your life 24/7, doesn't he? And a lot of times we just put him in like 5 hours of our life a day. Or some people, we might just put him in our lives on, you know, midweek service and Sunday morning service. And that's about the only time that we're going to put him in our life. But he really wants to be there 24/7, 7 days a week. So as I was trying to think and This past week I took and was reading some scriptures and things while we were out of town for a couple of days and waiting for my father-in-law's 90th birthday. We just took an extra day out. And I was sitting there in the motel room and just reading in a verse and thinking of thoughts and, you know, whatever, and just putting some things together. And there is some things there, you know. I'm really interested in the path that God has for us. I want to look at this area of what 2020 holds for us, just like 2018 held for us, like 2015. My goodness, remember back when 2000, you know, we were going back, but now we're way up here to 2020. It's like, wow, 2020. I believe in some of the things that I want to look at with God in the coming weeks, and I want to dig this out a little bit. But as we dig into God's Word, the thing that came to mind, and as I was talking with my brother John last Thursday, we began to talk, and we're just talking of things of God, and we're sharing of things of what God's Word is. And it seems like we understand it, but then we read it, and then we don't understand it. It's like I've learned something new, and this is a whole lot different of what I thought it would be, and it's something that's even better. It just keeps building and building and building. And so it's like he says, you know, the more I dig into the Word of God, I just find more things. And when he said that word, dig, I said, Lord, for the year of this year, should we be like on a mining expedition, mining the Word of God? Mining. And there's types of mines and the different types. And there's the, and this is kind of like a given a precursor or whatever out there, I guess, as far as where I'm trying to think of God, if this is the direction that I want to go into the next few weeks into this new year. But it's like, and I'll just spill the beans before you, because this is kind of like what I'm searching with God, is can this come together, Lord? Is this the path? Because there's three or four different types of minds, and the one mind that digs deep to get to the values of the things within the earth is called, you know, the shaft mining. When they, with a shaft, they go down into the depths of the earth to get the riches. And that's where you find the riches. And it's like, Lord, there's surface mining, where you just scratch the surface. What's ever there, you grab. Many times we have this point in time in our lives that I think we scratch the surface with God. Maybe when we first come to him, that's what we are. We're just surface miners. We're just, what I can scratch out a little bit, that's what I'm going to get. And then there's another type of a thing that there's four types. Surface, strip mining, shaft mining is the deepest and goes and gets the most stuff. And then there's another type of mining that's kind of like a liquid type thing. That's where, I don't know, I'd have to see, I didn't dig this all out other than I just looked at it quickly on one day, just trying to get a focus of it. But I see something in that, I believe, with God. Maybe for just me, for 2020. That I want to mine more of God's Word into my life. I want to go in and, you know, I think of that one type of mining. It's kind of like what you would think of as gold mining and things like that, to where you take it and you shift it and the nuggets appear. The gold appears through the straining of the water and the sand and all that. That's one form of mining. And there we find that in a lot of times of God's Word, where we take God's Word and we sift it a little bit and we find a little nugget of God's Word here and a little nugget of God's there. And it's good nuggets, right? All of God's Word is a good nugget, and it helps us for that time, maybe in that part of our life, and that's good. So as I'm thinking about this, I'm just thinking out loud, you guys help me, okay? But I'm thinking that every one of those areas, strip mining, surface mining, shaft mining, shifting, all that of God's Word is good in any one of those aspects. But then there's thinking about something about that, the going deep into the things of God. And to mine out what's really going to be necessary to help sustain me in this new year of 2020. What is it going to take to sustain you? It's all going to be different. But it's up to us to decide how we're going to do it. And are we going to put our, you know, our work boots on? Are we going to put our miner's hat? Maybe I'll go to the toy store and get all of his little plastic mining hats with a little light on it, you know, and we'll put them on as we come into service. We'll turn the lights out like we're going down into the mines, you know, and you'll have just that light on the Word of God. Dum, you know. But anyway, that's not for today. That's just me thinking. So that's my head. And it's just like, I just start thinking of things of God, and somebody says something, and it hits me in a nerve, a spiritual nerve. There's something, a spiritual nerve that we would have when somebody mentions something. And that's what's so good about fellowshipping with other believers. As you talk and sit across, and you think it's like for nothing. You think it's just to have a cup of coffee. You think it's just to have a breakfast sandwich. It's just for nothing. But we know in God's world that we don't get together for just nothing. We are always accumulating and developing something in the Spirit. The God's Spirit is speaking to us and dropping nuggets into us. Somebody that says something in the natural, I love it when God starts to talk to me to say, well, let's look at the things in the natural. Now let's look at the things and turn it into that spiritual aspect of things. You know, that's how we came about a few months back, talking about the water table. You know, how deep is your spiritual water table? Those things begin to develop, and those are things that we still need to look at today and the days ahead. As long as we are alive on this side of heaven, we need to be digging deeper into our spiritual water table to get to that point where we're just bubbling over all the time. We just hit that rich source of water coming out of us. We got to get to that point daily that we're mining God's word into our lives so that we can survive the things of today. And 3 days, 5 days into the new year, we already know there's crazy things that have happened already in our society, haven't there? My goodness. Within our own personal side of things, I thought, Lord, as I reflected Thursday and Friday of how things have had such a change in the first 3 days of the year, and then I think of and I look at in our society, and I think of it in our hearing things around the world, so many things that are happening and really a lot of it is transgressing of things, you know, and the things of the world. But as things just begin to continue on the path that we're on, and I don't know where it's going to lead us, other than I do know it's going to lead us to glory, because Jesus said he's going to come back one day. And if I'm no longer here because he takes me home early, I'm going to see Jesus anyway, so I'm going to see him. I'm going to see him one way or the other. How about you? So see, that's what we talked, we came out of Christmas with Advent and all that, of hope, of love, of peace, of joy. It's all tied into those things. Those are parts of the nuggets of God's word that we can have peace and joy and all that. But that all first should have developed with my understanding that, Tim, because of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, salvation, your sins have been forgiven. There's a new name written in glory. Jesus has gone to prepare a place for you. That should bring me what? Hope. That brings me peace. That brings love to me. That brings joy to me. Now, as I am looking at that, as that's my finality of things, I'm going to take those things that are spiritual and heavenly, and I can take those and say, I can also use those in my worldly walks and what I'm doing here, to walk in peace when things are going disarrayed, to have hope when things are crazy, to have love when there is no love, to have joy when there seems to be there is no joy. I'm going to walk in every one of those aspects of God says he can do for me, because it's going to be different than what the world is doing for me. And if the world is doing any of that for me, I know it's temporal and it won't last. And so as I was thinking about all this week, okay, Lord, what is all this going to happen? I thought, oh, Lord, it's the first year. So why don't we pray? Prayer is a good thing to do, isn't it? Talking to God. I think most of you are probably like me. I just talk to God all the time. So I'm in prayer by just conversations with him as I go to do this or go to do that or going from here to there, or whatever the case might be. Sometimes it's just talking to God, thanking him and asking him, but also expecting some things from him, only because I just know and I believe that he's my heavenly Father. So as I petition these things, as I talk to him about these things, as I pray about these things in conversation, I know that he's hearing me. I know he's listening. I've got to have faith and understanding that even though I will not understand how he responds in totality to my prayer, but I've got to have faith and trust and hope and peace and comfort to know that whatever the answer is that comes from him, it will be his response to my prayer. Let thy will be done, not my will, Father. And sometimes that will that his is not my will. And when we pray for things that don't turn out the way we had expected them to do, then we have to wonder, like, well, where did I miss it at? Have you ever been to that point in prayer where you think, I missed it? That's the enemy, I believe, telling you that. I believe it's the enemy saying, well, you didn't pray long enough. You didn't pray deep enough. You didn't use enough scripture. You didn't lay prostrate before him. You know, whatever the enemy wants to do to knock you down from your relationship with Heavenly Father, he's going to do that. And if you entertain one of those little thoughts, he will just add more to it. And before you know it, you feel like you are just worthless. It's like, where is my strength in God? Who am I? I thought I was a man or a woman of God that I could pray and things would happen and things would be responded to. And God will not jump at your snap of your fingers. But we better jump when God snaps his fingers. We better be the ones that say, yes, sir. What can I do for you today, God? How can I serve you today, Lord? But I know, as I'm sure you know, that when I pray for situations, that I know he hears me. Do you first off realize that he hears you? Yes. Just like you folks are hearing me today, he hears us as we pray. He hears us as we think. As we think these things, he hears our minds. He knows our minds. He knows our thoughts. So that's why it's good to keep your thoughts set on things of high and things of glory and all that. But, you know, I've got to admit, maybe it's just me in this room today, but there's some times that my thoughts come in my head that I've got to quickly say, oh, forgive me, Father. Anybody been there? Forgive me, Lord, I didn't think the right way there. See, and that's the understanding that if we can get to that relationship with him to where we know that he hears me, I know that he knows my thoughts, that helps me understand that not that I've got to be a goody two-shoes, not that I've got to be holier than thou, but I just need to have that relationship with my Heavenly Father to know that he cares for me. And I want him to know that I care for him. And I care enough for him and about him and the things that he's doing and has done for me that I want to quickly repent and say, forgive me, Father, for if I've erred, or forgive me, Lord, if I've hurt you, Father. I want to try to do the best I can to remain as close to you in the things of what you would have for me to do. And so prayer is so important. So I'm going to just rush through here. We got some time here, but areas of prayer. What about keeping God first in the new year? We should do that, right? Keep him first in everything we do. Keep him first in your job, first in your family, first in your relationships, first. I need to keep God first before Harvester's Church. Because Harvester's Church won't be worth a flip if I put God out there and I'm always concerned with just what's going on with church, church, church. I got to set my mind on him. But God, thank you that you make all things new. Isn't that great? Newness is good. A new day dawns every day throughout the year. We have a new chance every day to start off fresh and to say, Lord, I messed up yesterday. Let this be a day that I just honor you from start to finish. Whatever the case might be. God, thank you that you make all things new. Thank you for reminding me how much I need you. How much I rely on your presence every day. Matthew 6:33 might help us in that area. What about blessings over the year ahead? My God is a blessing God. Is yours? You know, I'm going to go all head and feet first, whatever the case is, into the blessings of God. I want to receive everything that God has for me. How about this? Father, thank you for your great love and your blessings over my life. Philippians 4:19. We'll find something in that scripture there that will kind of bring your attention to that. For the blessings in the year ahead. I believe this year will be a year of blessings. Do you? Is God going to bless your life in 2020? He will. He is. How about praying for the strength of God's presence? Can't go it alone, guys. We need his presence. Start of each day, Lord, help me to recognize you above everything else. When you wake up in the morning, how soon is it that you forget about God? and you put your mind on the task at hand. Oh, you know, we might wake up and say, oh, God, it's a good day. Whoop. And then that's the last time we think of God until, you know, Sunday or something. I don't know. Because of the way things are happening, the things that just come in on us. But for strength in God's presence, Psalm 16:11 might help us there. Lord, start each day helping me to recognize you above all else. Above all else, Lord, for faith. We all need our faith continue to be increased and worked on and developed. And, you know, it's just like a muscle, your faith muscle. We got to exercise it to get strength in it, don't you? Lord, even though I woke up with, here it is, I woke up with the same problems, the same troubles I had when I went to sleep last night, the same problems, the same situations that were in 2019, there's still some that are in 2020 with me. Lord, even though I woke up with those same things I had yesterday, I know that there is a greater power. Matthew 21:22. We're going to find that power. We're going to know that he's there for us. It would be great, wouldn't it, to go to bed and wake up the next day and all your problems and situations of yesterday's or the yesteryears is gone and everything is just totally like clear sailing. But it is not going to happen. Don't even allow the enemy to get you into that lull of sleep or that lull of, oh, it's all going to be so peaceful and quiet. Because then when a chaotic thing happens, it takes you so far off guard that pretty soon you don't remember who you are in Christ. Always be prepared, but, you know, walk it out. Amen. How about for wisdom? Lord, we need wisdom. God, give me wisdom from your truths, Lord, from what is in your word here. Fill me with the desire to faithfully follow after you. We do not accomplish anything in the year if we don't follow after him. We need to have that wisdom. We need to stay close to him. Wisdom from the truth that God has. We hear the craziness of life and the things that takes place in our society. The things that take place in that and even of the Christian side of the world, of things of life in the church. And I'm not going to get into it, but I'm sure news or just go out there and look it up, but you know, major denomination in our country has gone through a time and there will probably be a split in their areas because one side of it wants to be liberal, the other side still wants to be traditionalist, or God-fearing traditionalist, you know, just want to adhere to God's word. This is what God says is good. This is what God says is bad. Why can't we just stay right there? But we find society and people we would think was our brothers and sisters in arms in our pews, all of a sudden we found out that there was dissension in the body of Christ. And when that dissension happens, we're going to have a split. It's like, where in the world did your path go off of the path that we were on? And I don't believe, you know, the path split like this. I believe those that are staying, what we would call traditionalist or whatever we want to call them, on that path that God has, they're on the right path. But this one here all of a sudden started going this way, and they want to take everybody that way. And wisdom of God. The wisdom of God to know what? The wisdom from your truths that are in this book, God. Many of our church leadership, many of our church attendees, we need this wisdom to stay true to God's word so that we don't vary from it. So we don't listen to what, just because, and here it's going to be, some of us say, well, I guess they're doing it. I guess it's something we all should do. Well, no. If it detracts from God's truth and what God says, don't follow it. Run. Run back to the things of God or stay with the things of God. Let those that want to take God's word and dissect it and dumb it down. I think that's what we'd call it. I think they're dumbing down God's word. We talk about that in society. Well, let's just dumb it down so people understand the things. That's kind of like what the secular world would say. You know, they're dumbing down God's word to satisfy their desires, to tickle the ears of the masses so that for some reason we feel like it's all okay. I know I've talked a few times to a pastor here in town and some things of church growth and all, and I said, you know, church growth is good, but I said, I think you guys are all getting expectations of, I don't think the church is going to grow when the time comes. I think the church is going to decrease. And you guys better be ready for it, and don't be looking out here saying, we had 500 people, now we're to 200, now we're to 150. Oh my goodness, what's happening? You're getting purified, probably. Purify my life. The refiner's fire is going to come. And he's going to burn off the chaff and all the stuff. He's going to purify us as pure gold and silver. The purity. Even in us today, there's impurities in us that I still need to be purified. How about you? And I always try to share that at times with some of these guys. It's just like, it's okay that you want to get into these growth things and got to build and build and build. But I said, I just don't see it in God's word when he talks about these things happening. When you talk and read God's word about the apostasy, and it's in his word about what? The great falling in? The great falling out of his church. We ourselves need to monitor that. I need to monitor that within myself. You need to monitor it within yourself. If you stay true to God, I stay true to God, we all stay true to God, Harvester's Church stays true to God. And that's what it's going to take. Provisions in the coming year. God will provide, amen. God, I thank you that no situation is too far out of control for you to provide. Isn't that good to know that you've got a God that can supply every need? Matthew 6, 31 to 32, we'll talk about that. Your needs will be met. You will be sustained. God will take care of you. How about the peace? Anybody want peace for the year? That's a good thing to be praying for all the time, huh? Father, I know that you are all-powerful, that you are sovereign, and that nothing is too difficult for you. When I know that he is all-sovereign, that he is everywhere, that he's omnipresent, and he's all of this to me, I can have peace in knowing that. It's kind of like in the fleshly side of things, like you have peace when you got money in the bank account. You got peace when you got a roof over your head. You got peace when you got transportation and a job, food in the cupboards. Well, I got peace. Well, yeah, it's a piece of a form, yes. But multiply that a gazillion times when you've got the peace of God, knowing that he is God. He's all-powerful, sovereign, and there's nothing too difficult from him. I can rest in that and have a peace that passes what? All understanding. The boat was rocking the first 3 or 4 days of this year for our family, but you know what? There's peace. Peace is there. Comfort is there. How about to lead a Spirit-led life for the year? Lord, lead me by the Spirit. God, I choose to find my joy and strength in you today. I choose to walk in love. See, isn't it true that we have choices? Life is a choice. Walking with God is a choice. Deciding what you will allow God to do in your life is a choice on your side of the coin. I choose to have joy and strength today by that of the Spirit. I choose to walk in love. I choose to keep my eyes on you, God. I choose to have your peace over worry. I choose forgiveness over resentments and all the disunity that's out there. How did you guys come through Christmas with family stuff? Anybody get a little... Did everybody have unity totally throughout the whole holiday season? I hope so, but you know what? There's a lot of families out there. That's the worst time of the year for them, is when everybody gets together. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't want to go if so-and-so is going to be there. Well, he's your brother. You don't want to be there? No, I can't stand that guy. What about this person? You know, so we have these things, and it'll either magnify the disunity, or it'll just really show how you are unified. Or if you can lay things down and say, let's just for the time being, you know, let's just walk in love. Be Spirit-led. For healing and grace, God, I confess today my need for you. I need your healing. I need your grace. I need my hope restored. See, we have to have our hope restored. I talked about one of Advent's things was what? Hope. But it's got to be restored. We have to be on an ongoing, keep digging that out and keep reminding ourselves of that. By that of, you know, mining the Word of God in our lives that, oh yeah, there's that hope. Oh yeah, I got hope. The hope that I've got is through Him. Confessing your need for Him today, healing and grace, Isaiah 41:10 and 2 Corinthians 12:9. Talked about God's presence and his hope. God, help me to remember that you will never leave me. Isn't that great to know that God will never leave you? know, even in the times that you are feeling by yourself, you're not by yourself. Even when you think there's no one listening to you, he's listening to you. Just when you think no one cares for you, who cares for you? He does. And so that gives us that ability to have that hope, to have that presence of him in our lives. Help me to remember that you will never leave. You are my refuge. You are my strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And there's a lot of scriptures. I'm just throwing these out that I just tied into some of these. But Jeremiah 29:11. How about for that love that we talked about? For God, thank you that you are a loving, gracious God. Don't you find that with people that you talk to sometimes, that they just feel like there's no love out there? Nobody loves me. Nobody shows love. It's all dog-eat-dog world out there. Well, you can make a difference in that by living that of God through your life to show that love out there. But thank you that you've offered me forgiveness and the gift of new life, that your love is perfect. It never fails. See, that's those things that we put our trust, our faith, our hope, all these things into as well. John 3:16 helps us that God so loved the world. The love that he has for us. And go into 1 John, and there's a lot of love chapters in 1 John. They'll know that you're mine for, you know, because, or we love him because he first loved us. You know, the love of God is so strong. And I think that's one of those things that we find in our world that's lacking a lot of, is love and the trueness of what God's love is. Praying for gratitude and thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for your amazing power and work in my life. Thank you for goodness and for blessings over me. Thank you that you are able to bring hope even through the toughest of times. Strengthen in me for his purpose. Lord, I don't know what's going to come out of this situation. It's a bad situation, but I believe you will turn it for good. Now, in my natural ways of understanding and looking at it right now, I cannot envision how this is going to be good. But by your word, I believe it's going to happen. And you know, sometimes a day or two or a week or two or whatever's later, you find out that what happened? Something good developed out of that was so bad. And it's like, wow, God. First, this, let's see, for gratitude and thanksgiving, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Is that where we were at? I think I already talked about love. For gratitude and thanksgiving, thanking you for your amazing power working in my life. So for gratitude and thanksgiving, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I think everyone here, if I were to say, did you have a hard year in 2019? You know, did you have some problems and things? Probably. If not, you're not living, because life has it. But for hope after a hard year, God, thank you for helping me make it through this past year. Thank you that you've carried me through the uncertainty of deep waters. We shared that, I think, last week back or so, where he talks about making a path where there seems to be no path, making rivers in the desert. Isaiah 43, was it? Yeah. You know, we shared on that last week, kind of like a thought process of saying, don't worry and think about the past. Just think about today. God will handle your future. He'll make things in your life that just seems to be unable to do. And that's where we got some strength and understanding with Isaiah, with him talking to the Israelites. Thank you that you're able to bring hope through even the toughest of times. Strengthen in me for your purposes. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Then we go, hope for a hard year. God, thank you for helping me make it through this difficult year. We've all had those. Constantly talking about through the trials of flames and through the uncertainty of deep waters and through the pain of hard losses. I'm constantly aware of how much I need you. For your grace, for your strength, for your power working through me, even in the toughest of days. Romans 12:12. See, even though we go through all of these things in a normal day, in a normal life, God has given us these nuggets, these things that we can read, hold on to, pray about, believe, trust. How about for praise? We need to praise him. Amen. Father, I praise you today with my heart and songs. I praise you I praise you for your faithfulness. I praise you for your great power and for your love that you have for me. Hebrews 13:15. So we start off thinking and thanking and keeping God first in our new years and going through a process of different areas of our lives. What about praying that we're not to drift away from God? See, 2020 is going to have some challenges. 2020 is going to have some blessings. But in those challenges, we got to remember to stay true to God, to not drift away from Him, but actually move closer to Him. God, forgive me for drifting away from You, for allowing other things to become more important in my life. Help me to live, to be aware, to choose wisely, to stay close to You, and to stay anchored in Your truth. Hebrews 2:1. Not to drift away from God. So if we can think of some of these things throughout the year, the days ahead, and you don't have to remember all of those things. I think a lot of it is our basic of just waking up in the day and saying, Lord, thank You for Your grace and mercy. Fill me, Lord, with more of You. Allow me to share more of You with those around me. Help me, Lord, when I go through a difficult time. Lord, bring peace into my life as tragedies take place or trials and tribulations come along my path. Lord, keep me true to Your word, even though I hear so much going on in our society that wants to desensitize some of the things that You call sin and some of the things that are against You, Lord. Let me remain faithful and true to what you call sin, and let me understand that that's from You, and that I don't want to listen to what man begins to desensitize it or to make it less as a problem, Lord. Lord, just let me be true to Your word. Lord, keep me on Your path. If I were to stray, Lord, bring me back, Lord. Lord, I pray for healing in my body. I pray for strength in my body and the days and the year ahead and the years ahead, Lord, to serve You, to be used by You. Lord, let me walk in love that expounds Your love to those around me, that I can turn that other cheek, that I can walk in that forgiveness, that I can forgive 70 times 7 times, or 70 times 7 in those situations, Lord. I can't do it on my own, but I can do it with Your help. So your prayer life is very simple, isn't it? I think as those that are Spirit-filled, you just begin to pray by that of the Spirit. And allow the Spirit to begin to pray that express divine will of God in your life. And the things that happen, the things that come upon your mind, I believe the Spirit of God will draw those things to you. Have you ever been doing that as you've been out in prayer and things, and all of a sudden you just begin to, I'm just going to pray, you know, just generically, whatever the case might be. Just thanking You, Lord, praising You, Father, whatever the case might be. And then all of a sudden things will turn to you begin to hear of this name, or this person pops in your thoughts, this situation comes up. Have you been sleeping at night and everything's sound asleep, and all of a sudden you're awoke at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock, whatever the case might be, and you can't go back to sleep, and you know, you find yourself instantly begin to think of situations in people's lives, what they're going through, that you begin to lift them up and name them, Lord? And I don't know exactly health-wise, Lord, but I just pray for strength, or I know it's this situation, Lord, so just open up this opportunity, or whatever the case is. And it's just those times where you just have that upon your heart. And I'm figuring, if I'm going to be awake and I can't go back to sleep, I might as well start praying. And then I lull myself back to sleep by praying, but I used to think the devil was doing that, but I just think it's sometimes when we get in that relationship with God and we just begin to pray, that causes us to relax. And we go into a time of peace in our spirit. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know, even when we're sleeping, what is our mind doing? You know? It's still functioning. And bless Willie's heart, he said New Year's Day, all of a sudden God spoke to him and said, what? Get up! That's all he said. I said, did he give you any wisdom for the day? Just get up! Well, that's good to get up, isn't it, Willie? You know what? You got to get up to go anywhere. You got to get up to accomplish anything. You got to get up to do what God wants you to do. So that's probably not just a bad thing for God to tell all of us at one time or another. Just get up! Well, I don't want to get up, Lord, until I know exactly what You want me to do. You're trying to get, like, you know, extra winks of sleep. You're hitting God's snooze button. I'm going to stay here until, Lord, You really show me everything I'm going to do today. It might just be that one thing from God. Get up. Rejoice for the steps of a righteous man. They're ordered. Your steps for the day have been ordered. All that God needs to tell you to do is just what? Get up. Be sensitive to My Spirit. Do what you know you need to do. you know you need to whatever, put deodorant on, brush your teeth, comb your hair, shave, whatever, go to work. Those are all givens, you know to do that, but I'm going to be amongst those times with you, and I'm going to show you some things and direct you in those areas, and I'm going to give you something to do here or there in that situation. Just get up, be available, be listening for that of God, amen. So as we go through the beginning of this year, some areas to just keep in thoughts and areas to pray about a little bit. And whatever else that God brings into your thoughts. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we have entered into the very first Sunday of 2020, Lord, as a corporate body, Father, find us following after you. Lord, when we come together as a corporate body, may we always invite your Spirit in with us. Welcoming your Spirit here, Father God, touching the hearts of each and every one of us. Lord, as we have things on our mind, Lord, that we would be able to turn them over to you, that we would lift our needs up to you, knowing that you hear them, but Father, that we stay on course with you, that we remain strong as your people. That, Lord, we will not hear, "Well, I knew you not, depart from me." That, Lord, we will hear that like, "Well done, good and faithful servant," when that time comes, whatever the case might be. Lord, even in our lives here as we walk about, Lord, that I would pray, Lord, that we would at times hear your voice in our spirit say, "Well done, well done. You're hearing from me and you're responding accordingly. I love that. Thank you, Father. I want to be found faithful in it, adhering to you, Father. I want to please you, Lord, more than anything that I want to do in this world." So, Lord, as a church, Lord, as we gather together, let us always be welcoming of the Holy Spirit. Lord, minister into the lives. Lord, as we go out throughout the day, Lord, as followers of you, Lord, but you would bless our times, that, Lord, you have prepared our steps. And I know sometimes, Lord, we get up Monday through Friday, it's pretty well the same steps in the natural that we go through, Lord, of where we go and need to go and the schedules that we need to keep. But, Lord, those steps have been ordered by you. But I believe there's some other things in those steps, Lord, that we need to be keen on and tuned into, Father, and that you will drop something in those times in a particular step that we need to do for someone else, or to say something, or to pray for someone, or whatever the case might be, Lord. Oh, Father, that we would be sensitive in the spirit realm. Lord, as we think in the natural, when we go to a vision test of 2020, and it's so good, Lord, that, Lord, we would have that clarity of vision of you, Lord, that we would hear you, have a acute hearing of what you're saying, Lord, 2020 hearing. I don't know what they call it for good hearing, but, Lord, 2020 for everything, Lord, that we would just come into focus and clarity with you. And that, Lord, as we would go through the 2020 year, Lord, that, yes, Lord, we will see some situations that are not pleasant in our lives, but, Lord, we will know that there's going to be times that you're going to be there with us, and those times will turn into good times, Lord, if we trust you. And, Father, even if they don't turn out as we would desire, Lord, that your love, your strength, your hope, your peace, your comfort, Lord, will get us through, no matter what we're going through. We thank you, Father, right now. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth of your word. I thank you, Lord, that you don't change. We do, but you don't. And I thank you, Lord, that we just, oh, Lord, continue to grow closer to you. We look forward to just a wonderful year. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.